Dave, JFI WLL Mobile.
Coy, how are you doing on this rainy, what is it today, Wednesday?
Just got done driving the bus for CLC and met with another ham, and now I'm heading back to the house here off Woodruff Road.
Drizzling rain like this all day? You've been driving all day?
It's been off and on rain today, some a little bit worse than others, and now it's starting to get worse again, so hopefully it's going to clear up tomorrow some. I'm supposed to get some fencing guys come over and work on a fence.
Plenty in the last few days, haven't we? It's like the grass is still green. The warmer days and the rainy days, the grass doesn't know it's supposed to be hibernating right now.
True. Yeah, it's, I've cut shrubbery back. It's already starting to grow back a little bit. I'm probably going to just cut it back again when it refreezes. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So where are you off to? You're not going flying, are you?
A TV on the wall. It's been in the back bedroom, and now it's going in the office, and it's going on the wall. I got it sitting on a bookshelf that is, like, only about 4 feet high, and it's too low. It needs to go up higher. So I'm on my way to Target to pick up a wall mount for a TV.
Sounds like a fun job this afternoon. At least it'll be inside and dry.
Me too, but they say that mount will hold 150 pounds, I think, so I don't think it's that heavy.
The mounted okay by yourself?
Piece on the wall, and you mount the other piece on the back of the TV, and then you just pick the TV up and clip it on the wall.
That doesn't sound too difficult. So, and how heavy is the TV, you said?
About, it's 55 inches across. It's one of those flat ones, you know, but it's still, when I carried it from the back bedroom to the front bedroom, it feels like it weighs about 80 pounds.
Be careful doing that, Dan. Don't drop it.
Well, Amy gets home before I actually lift it and put it on the wall just so that she's there when that happens, just in case anything goes wrong, you know.
A little supervision, and somebody's got to be there to tell a story.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. I was thinking more like call 911. But hopefully that won't be necessary.
Well, that's what I meant when you tell the story. Someone's got to be there to tell the story what happened.
Yes, I have somebody that can recount it accurately.
Anyways, I'm getting ready to get on 385, and it's raining a little bit heavier down here near the interstate. So, plus driving a stick shift talking on the radio makes it interesting. Let me let you go. I just wanted to say hello for the afternoon. You take care, W4DJW, KA5WLL. Give a holler if you need some help.
Have a safe drive in. KA5WLL, W4DJW Mobile.